Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This podcast contains strong language and adult themes from the outset.
Welcome to Finding the Funny. My name's Ange Corden.
And I'm Ruth Corden.
And this is the podcast where two sisters sit down with a cup of tea and talk bollocks, put the world to rights, air long-held trivial grievances. We also share your messages, talk about life in this weird world we all share, and generally have a bit of a laugh. So stick around for a bit. You might find it's right up your strasse.
All right, Pats. I've had a couple of people message me this week and call me Patty, and then said at the end of it, can I call you that?
Of course. I mean, that is your name.
This Patty thing is really starting to kick off.
Yeah, well, I'm pleased. That's what I wanted. I wanted you to be known as Patty.
Patty. Now, we got to bring it early doors, I think. How do you feel about Morris?
Bojo's a twat, isn't he? That is all I've got now. You know, I tried early doors to really give him the benefit of the doubt. I was always like, you know what? This is a shit show for the world. Anyone who's in any kind of power in any country is going to find this hard. It's going to be tricky. You're not going to, you know, get everything right all of the time. But now I'm like, seriously, mate, you have fucked up.
Do you know what I find fascinating?
What?
Has nobody in the government or in Sage or anyone...
Or SPIM. There's a new one now, isn't there? SPIM.
SPIM, whoever the fuck they are, has nobody ever thought about giving those three people at the podiums their own clicker so they can stop saying next slide, please.
Next slide, please. But maybe maybe that's the COVID secure shit. You know, you can't be giving
out clickers. They can't have a clicker. They can't all have a clicker each.
No, there's one person that's there for clicking and she has to hold the clicker and not share that clicker with anyone else.
Next slide, please.
Also, those slides didn't actually fit.
And they were horseshit.
Well, but also there was like part of it missing. Like
that's because you watched on the BBC. You should have been watching on Sky News. It fitted perfectly.
I will always watch the news on BBC, regardless of how shit their slides are or whether they fit my screen.
Regardless of the fact that they can't make anything work, I will continue.
Yeah, I will. I will. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the BBC News. Sky can do one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, here we go. Another lockdown 2.0, as everyone's now calling it.
We had some lovely emails last week, one of which came from Vicky, and she says, as always, loved this week's podcast. Felt I needed to share what seems to be a regular Madonna mic issue. So those of you that didn't listen last week, we spoke about people who wear Madonna mics in virtual meetings. And we sort of had a discussion around when does that happen?
Yeah.
How, you know, is there a point in your life where you go, I am now a Madonna mic user? So she said, due to my job, I run a lot of online meetings and therefore come across the Madonna mic a lot. The issue I have is the heavy breathers. I mean, full-on Darth Vader impressions. It's so irritating. When is it okay to politely ask them to stop breathing? It's even worse when there are no cameras on and you have no idea what they're up to while heavy breathing. Ugh. Keep finding the funny and I will keep listening. Thank you for the laughs, Vicky.
That is such a great message.
Brilliant.
And I'm totally with Vicky on the heavy breathing shit.
But there's heavy breathers. We also spoke about people talking on their Bluetooth. But what about those people that you are on the phone with and they just heavy breathe constantly while you're talking and they're not?
I think that comes under, you know, again, going back early Doors episodes when I spoke about my issue with like snoring and yawning.
Yes. Yes.
Mouth breathers.
It's something that...
And I think if you are a mouth breather, that's when you get a lot of that horrible, shitty breathing noise. Because, like, breathe through your nose.
Do you think people introduce, hi, my name's Sandra, just so that you know, I'm a loud yawner and a mouth breather. Right, yes. Don't need to know you, Sandra. Exit to the left, please. Please, you're not needed here anymore.
I mean, what? Why... Obviously, some people have issues with their nose or their nasal passages.
Yeah, I mean,
meaning they've got to breathe through their mouth. But oh god, you cannot be doing with it when you can just hear that that shit coming down your bloody speakers or whatever. It's so annoying.
So yeah, Vicky, I mean, I don't think there's any time to politely ask someone to stop breathing. I mean, I don't think that's a polite question, is it?
I mean, maybe they just need to move away from their, or, you know, just move their mic a little
bit. When they're not talking, just mute themselves.
Yeah.
It's not difficult. All virtual meetings have the ability to mute oneself. Mm. It's quite easy. Find the mute button, hit it.
Mm. Yeah. Or just stop breathing.
Or just ask them to stop breathing, yeah. Yeah.
Let's move on to Le Big Question.
Okay, so this first big question comes from Alice on the gram, and it's a very specific big question to her, but we felt it was something we could explore.
Yes, absolutely.
What do I get my husband for his 40th? He wants a puppy. I don't think so. Help, Alice.
This
opens up something for me that what gets... Why are men so shitting hard to buy for?
I don't think it's a man thing. I am shit. I am a shit person to buy for.
No, but I think the thing is, with a woman, I know, even if you don't give me anything, I know I could buy you some nice makeup, or I could buy you a bag, or I could get you a nice print. Like, you know, for your 40th, you didn't know what you wanted. I got you a nice print that I knew you would love. Like, I just think with women, there's so many more, like, options. Even if somebody doesn't say, I definitely want this, I know if I bought you a really nice mascara or like some nice eyebrow products, or there is something
eyebrows or
like a nice shower gel set, you know, I know that there is, or perfume. That there are... You very rarely give me a list of things that you want, and I often get your gifts right. So I just think men are such a shit to buy for. What do you buy a guy for his 40th?
A puppy.
Alice, just get the puppy, mate.
Just get the puppy.
The damn puppy.
Yeah. You know, this year's been shit. We're now in lockdown 2.0.
You are loving saying lockdown 2.0.
I love lockdown 2.0.
Your lockdown 2.0 is my slipper note under the door from a couple of weeks ago. If you haven't listened to the episode, go and listen. I talk a lot about slipping a note under a door, and Ange finds it hilarious. And you can't just say lockdown. You're giving it a lockdown 2.0.
Because it's not, Patty. It is not. It is lockdown 2.0.
Why can't you just call it lockdown 2?
Because people are putting 0.0 on it. So, you know,
okay.
If you're a professional, as far as lockdowns go, you will now refer to it as lockdown 2.0.
So what do you think she should... I mean, Alice is saying, I don't think so. So we can't just say... Well, we can't ask her, but she's asked for options, Ange. You can't just club with her husband and say, what can I... You know, that it totally eradicates the point of this big question. What do you buy a man for his 40th? That is essentially the question.
She's not just saying
a man,
she's saying her husband, and her husband has made it clear he would like a puppy.
Right, but for our wider audience, the big question is, what do you buy a man for his 40th?
Exactly.
This is why. Why are men so shitting hard to buy for, though? What did you get Ian for his 40th?
Do you know what I did? And actually, this might be a good option for Alice. I actually put, I mean, it wasn't, I think I got him some other shit as well, but the main thing I got for him, yes. I made him a photo book.
Okay, Alice, there you go. Why didn't you make him a photo book of all the puppies he hasn't
he
got?
Could have had?
Like on Bullseye, here's what you could have won. Why did they used to do that on old, do you remember? It used to be like, oh, you shit. You didn't win. But if you'd have been better, here you go, lad. You could have won £44,000. And also, the other thing, just on that, why on like Bullseye and stuff, did you could you win a speedboat?
Well, they were big in the 80s.
Where'd you live? Hull. Right. Well, this is what you've won. You won a Mark II speedboat. Enjoy it. The guy's like, what the fuck? I live in a three bed terrace.
Yeah, but I suppose the thing is, even if you can't use the, you can sell the speedboat.
Yeah, just for people who don't know what Bullseye is, it's a, it was a 80s television show where you'd play darts, essentially, darts, to try and win prizes.
Yeah.
And the prizes were always like, yeah, like a speed, like, yeah. You know, John from Hull. Yeah, okay, sure. John from Hull's going to try and sell a speedboat. Where? Who the fuck is John from Hull going to sell a speedboat
to? Well, there'll have been, you know, speedboat websites and shit, wouldn't there?
What? Websites in the 80s? And we're going back to, like,
well,
mid-80s
there'd have been
here.
Speedboat magazines and speedboat shit, wouldn't there?
I don't think John would have...
shit.
I don't think John from Hull would have had the money to put those ads out, mate. He'd have been lumbered with a speedboat he could never go on.
And you also had Bully.
Bully, yeah. He was the bull that would come up on the bottom of the screen.
Round one. You get that.
So why don't you get him either a book of puppies that he didn't have or a speedboat?
Or a speedboat, yeah.
To get him a speedboat.
But I actually think that sometimes doing something that's a bit more special, personal,
sentimental.
I think sometimes those sort of gifts actually mean a lot more than just something you can go and buy, like a puppy or a speedboat.
What about a nice watch or something engraved? That's always quite nice to keep, isn't it? Or a nice print. I got you a print for your 40th, didn't
print.
I?
Print. You're big in the prints. Lockdown
big in the print
2.0.
World. Lockdown 2.0 brings a print.
Yeah, but just something a bit more, something a bit personal, I think, is just quite a nice thing to do on a special birthday. And I think there are so many options out there now on the world wide web. Yeah. Things you can do that are just a bit, you know, if there's like a picture of the two of you that you really like, or a picture of him that you really like, or and get it nicely framed. Or,
yeah, nice framed picture.
Yeah, you know, sort of, you know, that sort of vibe, Alice, I think.
That is, kind of vibe.
Yeah, you know, if you're absolutely dead against the puppy.
Like Ange said, just get him the puppy.
Yeah.
Just get him
lockdown
the puppy.
2.0, Alice.
All right, Ange, you've got to cut this out now. This is becoming dickish. You've got to.
Get him the puppy,
just
Alice.
Get him the damn puppy. That's what I say. Just get him the damn puppy.
Yeah. And a photo.
And a speedboat.
Okay, well, the other big question we got this week, Pats, was from Rebecca on the gram.
Yeah.
And she raises a very important question.
Yeah.
She says, what do you think about people who park in parent and child spaces?
Okay, I have been known to do that on a number of occasions. I've got a reason, and it goes back to the slide through. We talked on an episode a few weeks ago about Ange not being able to get in her car, and I told a story about getting stuck doing the slide through from the passenger side. With a parent and child space, that rarely happens because you get more room.
And that's why you are a dick, because those spaces are not meant for you.
Well, I would like a fat girl space.
No, that is not even an option.
I would like some of those parents and child spaces.
What? So how
to become?
What, to just have a big sign on the floor, a big fatty? Painted in yellow on the tarmac, a big fatty. Here you go. Here's your fatty space.
Today, John, I'm going to modify some of those parent and child spaces. I've just got to paint a big fatty on the floor.
I've got to paint a big yellow blobby.
Do I, do I, do I.
this week, my main issue, the thing that gets on my shitting tits,
yeah,
is Hallo fucking Ween.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Halloween, and I'm actually going to put into this because it's coming up this week. Fireworks.
We had a lot of people for dickish behaviour this week who talked about fireworks and Halloween.
Well, we had a message from Hannah.
Yeah.
Hannah says, she said, I might be in the minority because she thinks Halloween is dickish, but she's not. I am totally with Hannah.
I don't get it. I honestly cannot get my head around.
No.
Like, some of the houses on our estate... Like, it just looks shit.
But don't you think, like, there are some houses that you go, I mean, I still hate it, but there are some houses you go, okay, you've actually gone to quite an effort there. You've really sort of, you've really Halloweened up, you've pumped.
Yeah, but they still look shit.
Well, yeah, but then you get those houses that literally shove, like, a bit of sheet on their door handle or something, or a bit of netting on their tree. What is the point?
Yeah.
It looks like, oh, they put a bit of yellow tape on their door. Like
we've
no
got
entry.
A house on our estate that's got, I mean, they had a projector on their driveway projecting Halloween images onto the side of their house. God. So you had like them projecting like a pumpkin and a
ghost.
And a ghost. And it's like, yeah. I mean, I think that'll probably be changed and that'll be a Christmas one as we get closer now to Christmas. But they had like... cotton wool wrapped round the outside of their tree, like the tree
That's
outside of their
mean.
House.
Yeah. And also, did you see Kim Kardashian's house?
No, I don't think I follow her.
Oh my.
But I can imagine it was unreal.
Oh, I mean, basically that she turned her house into this like spider. Like
what?
Honestly, it is fucking
what? It's a spider. What the fuck are you talking about?
So, like, basically, she's outside showing her house off, right? And it's basically this massive, giant tarantula thing, right? That's on the top of her house with the legs coming down to the ground.
No, she's a dick.
Yeah, exactly. And then all these webs going in. And then you go in the house. I'm thinking, okay, well, that's just the outside. No, you go in. And all there's webs everywhere. Every room's been made into an... honestly, it was the weirdest shit I have ever seen in my life. So weird. And extreme.
The Kardashians are weird, aren't they? Don't you think?
Do you know, the more I'm watching them, especially I think at the moment with all this, you know, she's jetting off to a fucking private island in a pandemic and, you know, I just can't be doing with any of it. But the one thing that I did find was... the amount of US famous people, celebrity type, Kardashians, Biebers, all that shit, right?
Yeah.
Having all these massive parties.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, sorry.
Hello.
I'm not sure if you're aware, there's currently a global pandemic.
We don't need
on.
The global, you can just call it a pandemic.
I know, but I like putting the global in.
Yeah.
It's like lockdown 2.0.
Yeah, exactly the same vibe as your obsession with 2.0.
but they're all, having parties and having shitloads of people around, all dressed up, looking like absolute bellends. I'm just like...
I know.
There is a pandemic going on and you are living.
Yes, but it's Halloween.
Really
it's Halloween.
It's Halloween, that's true.
And we know that coronavirus went, oh God, guys, 31st, of course, I'm going to back off there.
I'll back off here. I'll lay low for 24 hours and I'll be back
and then
on
you
the 1st.
Pick it up. It's, you know, it's like Boris shutting everything down as of Thursday. Between now and Thursday, the virus is going to back off. It's not going to be around. It's, you know.
Yeah.
But fireworks is another one, isn't it?
I shitting hate them.
I actually really like going to a fireworks display.
Why?
Because I like the... I like...
You like going, oh...
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Oh,
what I don't like is when I'm in my house and I just hear them going off all the time. I'm like, oh, God.
I get it, right? If you like them, let's have one day or a week, the weekend around fireworks,
yes,
fine.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
Buy them. blow them up, put them in your garden, go
blow
to a display.
Blow them up safely, blow them up safely.
Yeah, you do whatever the fuck you want, right?
Yeah.
And then that's it. None of this buying them 2 weeks in advance and then still being able to do it 3-4 weeks later. That's just irritating.
I don't mind them. I like going to a display. I just hate them when it's like every night you can hear random like...
I mean, we've had them going off in the last couple of days.
Yeah, so like going absolutely fucking mental.
Yeah. I just want to go out and find them and shove the firework up their ass.
No, Ange, come on. We've got to stop this violence thing. We do not condone under any circumstances on this podcast that you shove anything up anybody's ass, especially not a firework.
Maybe a sparkler.
No, and especially without consent as well. This is on very dodgy ground here. I will step in at this point and say that is not acceptable. Okay, so we've got some dickish behaviour. This first one is another Alice, actually. Different Alice, but it's coming. This was an email this week. And it says, Hi, Ruth and Ange. This may just be me, but some dickish behaviour for you. People who stand near queues but aren't in the queue. So you have to hover around for a few minutes before saying, excuse me, are you waiting? And they say, oh, no, like you're the queue-obsessed one. Love the podcast. I tell everyone I meet to listen and it always brightens my day. Alice, that is dickish. You know those people,
I actually think you do that a lot, though. Fast.
No, I don't. I am not. Fuck you. I am not. And I will not hear that I am a queue-obsessed hoverer. Not on my watch.
I think, you know, we both know how when we're out and about and stuff, you're a bit unaware of what's
I also can't stand still. I don't know whether we've discussed that before, but I can't stand still.
And that's why
I sway the whole time.
All the time. But you also, you're not sort of spatially aware. So sometimes when we're in a shop, you'll just be randomly stood, right? And then you don't realise that you're actually stood kind of in a queue. Or near a queue, and then it's not until someone says to you,
no,
you
I go, won't hear this. No, this you, is unfair.
I've been.
This is slander. This is defamation of character. I will not have my hovering banded around this podcast willy nilly. I will not have it. I'm not a queue obsessed one.
I don't. No, you're not, because you just don't. You're just not aware.
Okay, I'm not queue obsessed, I'm just thick as shit, and I'm not aware of where I'm stood or any space.
Yeah, but sometimes like you just like bump into people and shit.
I'll have you know, I have a diagnosis of dyspraxia.
Thank you very much.
Which, for anyone who doesn't know, was once called clumsy child syndrome, and it does very much. It does very much refer to me.
Oh dear, clumsy child syndrome.
Yeah, that's what. Isn't that awful? That's what dyspraxia used to be called. Isn't that really sad for us kids that have it? We were just known as kids that were clumsy. Look, I don't have any spatial awareness. I don't have any hand-eye coordination. I'll never forget when my friend Jess, who used to play football for England, she's a phenomenal sportswoman. She once tried to teach me how to play tennis. Oh my God, you have never seen anything like it. Like, I just could not. She would be stood the other side of the net saying, get ready and hit it. And I mean, I don't think I hit one ball back to her. I don't think I made it.
I'm shit at tennis as well. I can't do that either.
But I've got quite a lot of rhythm and I'm not a bad dancer, which is weird.
Yeah, but that's very different. It's very different to kind of having a racket and a ball coming towards you and having to time where you pull the racket back and when you hit it.
I can't get any of that shit. But that, are you in the queue? No, sorry. That is annoying. That does annoy me. I'm like, well, why are you stood here then?
Yeah, no, I do. I totally hear that is really
annoying.
That
is dickish, isn't it? You're like hovering around thinking, well, I don't want to push in. And then you have to do the, are you waiting? And they're like, oh, no. No, as if you say, what?
Why are you even asking if I'm waiting?
And then you're like, all right, you do realise this is a queue.
Yeah.
Or a line, if you're listening in the States, a line.
Line.
Like, it really annoys me. People who like hover.
Have you ever tried to queue in Sports Direct? That is a place where you could literally be looking at tracksuit bottoms.
That is...
But also in the queue.
That is full of me's, isn't it? Sports Direct is just full of patties. It's full of unconscious, unspatially aware people.
It should be called Patty Direct.
This week for our serious shit, I put a little call out on the gram, and we had a really interesting dilemma come in. This girl wants, it is a woman, but she wants to remain anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what she says. She said, last year, my dad ran away and got married with no notice. He texts me to let me know, and our relationship has been pretty strained ever since. 18 months later, and I'm still very annoyed at him. Do I have the right to be annoyed, or should I go get over it and accept her into my life?
Well, firstly, thank you for sending that in to us, because that's a really personal question and a really personal issue that you're having to deal with.
Also, just to say on that, I had a little bit of I had a little bit of message back and forth with her. I sort of messaged her and said, are you happy for us to read the whole thing out? Would you like to be anonymous? She said, yeah, I'd like to be anonymous. And she said, it'll actually be really good to hear some advice, because I've kept this to myself ever since.
Oh,
so she really has like bought us something kind that she just has kept really secret. So thank you for trusting us.
Yeah. And I think as soon as I read it, my first response was, absolutely, yes, you have the right to be annoyed.
Yeah.
Like, don't ever think that you don't have that right to feel that way, because you absolutely do.
Yeah.
And I think actually most people would probably feel exactly the same way as you are.
Yeah.
So don't, I think, yes, you absolutely have the right to be annoyed about it and hurt and, you know, upset by it. And I don't know, maybe you'll know a bit more about the situation, perhaps, but like, I was thinking, my first thing was, has she spoken to her dad about it at all? Or has it literally been, he went away and did this, he texted me to tell me, and I've not spoken to him about it at all? And if that's the case, I would say you do need to talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Like, as hard as I can imagine that is going to be, you have to talk to him and you have to tell him how you feel about it and how, even though we're 18 months on, I still feel the same way and I'm still finding this really hard.
Yeah.
So that would be my first thing. If you haven't spoken to him, then I think you should. I think you need to try and find some time to do that. And I suppose the other kind of questions I had around it were, was this someone that she knew or had been part of her dad's life for, you know, had she been part of his life and around for a long time, and they were just together and then they just went off and got married? Or was it someone that actually was relatively new and that all just happened very kind of, you know, spur of the minute sort of type of decision? So they were sort of things I thought, well, that probably will change how you feel about it, or I don't know.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because Matthew's mum actually did this, and it was something that Matthew found really difficult. So Jill and Derek had been together for a really long time, and they decided just to go off to the Caribbean and get married. And it's something that we often now, as a four, will discuss. And, you know, Matthew was really hurt at the time that it happened. Him and Johnny were teenagers and could have quite easily gone. And I think they've, you know, they'd known Derek for years. They'd known Derek for years and years and years. And Derek is like another dad to Matthew, really. So I think having sort of being married to somebody who's sort of been through this, he said a lot to me how difficult he found it to start off with. But what I said to Matthew is, no parent is perfect, and parents make decisions based on what they think is right for their children at that time.
And for themselves.
Yeah, and I don't. Yeah. I don't think any parent goes out of their way to hurt their kids.
No,
and no, but no parent lands and gets 100% of things right 100% of the time.
Yeah,
and you know, there's been stuff with our own mum and dad. Perhaps nothing quite as serious as this, or as difficult as. But there's been stuff with our own mum and dad where they've done stuff or they've behaved in a way that we haven't liked,
mm-hmm.
and we've had to sort of, you know, chat to them about that. And what I would say to this woman is, you've only got one dad.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, he is your dad, and he's not going to be here forever. And there's going to come a day where he isn't around anymore. Yeah. And I suppose you've got a choice in this. You can either say, I'm too annoyed to let this go, and the strain in your relationship can continue. And I can almost guarantee when he isn't here, you'll regret that. You will, mm-hmm. you will look back and think, why did I let that come between us for all those years?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can say, I've got to have a conversation with him about it. I've got to process this. I've got to let him know. Angie's right. You've got to let him know that he's mm-hmm. hurt you. You shouldn't feel bad for being annoyed with him. He's done something that's hurt you. Your feelings are totally valid. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think that's the other thing, isn't it? We're allowed to feel what we feel.
Yeah.
And nobody can tell us our feelings are wrong or invalid in any situation, you know, whatever that may be. So I think I would be thinking about, what does this look like when your dad is, I don't know how old your dad is, I don't know how old you are, but what does this look like when your dad isn't around anymore? Those years of this past 18 months of a strained relationship, and that's not doing anyone any good, is it?
That's exactly what I'd sort of written a few things down about it, and it was kind of that exact same thing. It's like, yes, you are totally valid for feeling the way you do. Yes, it's totally fine for you to be annoyed. It isn't something you can just go, okay, well, I was annoyed about it, but I've just got to forget it and move on. That's actually not going to help you at all. And so for me, it was definitely this thing of, if you haven't spoken to him, you need to speak to him. You need to have that conversation. You need to say the things you need to say, because that's actually part of how you will deal with this and kind of be able to kind of move on from it. And then the other thing I'd kind of written down that you've sort of touched on, Pat, is that actually, do you know what? Life is so short.
Absolutely.
And life is so precious. And if you can find a way of having the conversation, say what you need to say, and then you can start to try and work on your relationship and rebuild it. And because, you know, if there's anything that kind of the current shit show of 2020 and beyond is kind of teaching us, is that actually none of us know what tomorrow is going to bring.
No,
you know, none of us know what's around the corner. None of us know how if anyone knew that this is what 2020 was going to look like, we probably all would have done things a little bit differently or... Yeah. So just, talk to your dad, tell him how you feel, and then try and work on rebuilding your relationship. Mm. If it's been strained for the last 18 months or so and it's been difficult, just try and find a way to rebuild that, because, he, like Pat says, he's your dad.
Yeah, and also, look, if you need to go and talk to somebody external about this, if you need to get a couple of sessions of, like, therapy, it probably won't take, but if you need to process, I think, you know, after the sort of chat I had with her on Instagram, I would also say, don't keep this to yourself. Even if you don't feel ready to share it with your dad yet, go and talk to somebody. Mm. Go and get this stuff. You know, it obviously it is hurtful. I'm sure you would have loved to have been at his wedding, and I think I would be hurt if either of my parents met somebody else and went and got married in secret. Whatever reason they felt that they were doing that for, I think I would still be hurt by that. But what I would say is, talk to somebody. If you're not ready to talk to your dad yet, unpack this, process it with somebody else. Because when we internalize stuff and we hold on to stuff, it has a massive impact on us.
Mm-hmm.
We become more bitter. We become more... you know, unable to open up about things. We become a bit more resentful, and that will be getting in the way of your relationship with your dad. Mm-hmm. This like having not properly processed it.
And also I would say don't underestimate how your dad is probably feeling in this as well.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure this has been extremely difficult for him, and maybe he's, you know, having moments of going, oh, I probably didn't go about that the right way. And I didn't, you know, so, you know, as hard as this is for you and has been for a long time, I'm sure there's probably a lot of stuff your dad is trying to deal with himself to kind of maybe look at how he behaved And I think probably if you do feel you can talk to him, whether that's now or like Pat says, get a bit of kind of counselling or therapy elsewhere before you go and have that conversation. But I think you'll probably be surprised at how your dad has been feeling over this
time.
Or
you might be surprised the other way. He might not think it's upset you. If you haven't mentioned it, we're not mind readers, are we? Oh, if you haven't mentioned it, I'm sure he's felt the difference or the strain in the relationship. But if he doesn't know, I don't know, maybe you have already mentioned to him and things over the last 18 months have been a bit more difficult. But what I would get across to your dad is, you know, I think it's really important when we go into difficult discussions like this is we do sort of lay the foundation that says, I want to talk to you about how I feel and these are my feelings, because your dad can't argue with your feelings. He might not like the way you tell him how you're feeling. It might not sit very comfortably. But if this is how you feel, you have absolute right to own it and to share it with him and to say. And I always think when you're going into chats like that, having some suggestions about how it might help, you know, if you're not quite ready to accept her, perhaps it's about saying to your dad, I just want us to do some things together, just the two of us for a bit. And then obviously I want to get to know her and I want to accept her. But while I get used to it, can we just carve out some time, just us two, just quality time between the two of us? It might be that you're ready to, obviously we're going into lockdown 2.0, but if we weren't, it might be that you felt
ready to.
Thank you. You might feel ready to kind of meet her for a coffee, but not to have her in the house yet. You know, I think it's about you letting your dad know what the boundaries are at the moment and saying, I do want her to be part of my life. I do want to get to know her, but that's going to take time. And I need you to give me the time that I need to sort of make our relationship better. But life is way too short. Don't let this.
No.
Ruin go on what you could have with your dad.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Finding the funny.
Thank you so much for listening. We really hope you've enjoyed this episode. You can find us both on Instagram. I'm at Ruth Corden.
And I'm at Ange Corden.
Alternatively, you can send us an email, hello@ruthcorden.com. And while you're at it, would you mind going and giving us a great review and 5 stars on Apple Podcasts? We'll be back next week helping you to find more of the funny.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.